Hey guys, it's Lex
and Courtney,
and you are listening to another episode of The Pleasure's All Yours. We are here again encouraging sexual liberation in the Black and queer communities. This is a safe space where we want queer women and femmes, people that look like us, to come and learn, talk, and really just discuss how the pleasure is.
It's all yours, baby.
I put lotion on so like my thighs, you know, when they feel like hot butter.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Hello.
What's up?
I'm leaving that in there.
That's where we're going to start the episode. Perfect. I think that's perfect.
I think it is too, girl.
Yeah. Hot buttery thighs.
Hot buttery biscuits. Love it. How are you doing?
I'm making it.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You did such a good job.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. It's just really weird. All the things that are happening in my ear right now. And I was, you know, one of my biggest fears is I'll be like one of those bitches on TikTok and they go to the doctor and there's a spider living in their ear.
Oh, my God. Lex, honestly, when you told me this morning that was happening to you, that was the first thing I thought.
Yo,
I hope that she doesn't find a bug in her ear because I'm going to lose it.
I just had every thought that, because, you know, like, because it's swollen, I do hear things moving around in there.
Lex.
Oh, sorry.
What?
So I was like, what if that's not me, like, while I'm talking or anything? What if, like, there's something living in my ear? So I was actually, like, afraid that the doctor was going to be like, oh, yeah, and there's a spider living in here.
Yeah. And?
Yeah.
Also.
Here's your amoxicillin. And by the way, you have a spider living in your ear.
Don't worry. I told her to move out in a few days.
Yeah, but that's like a big fear. So I'm glad that it's just an ear infection.
Me too, girl. Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you've never listened to us before, we like to start off every episode with a little bit of a pleasure moment where we just talk about something really fucking enjoyable that happened during our week.
Yeah.
Lex, what was your pleasure moment?
Over the weekend, bitch, we had a flash flood warning.
Oh.
Okay. That wasn't the pleasurable part. Stick with me. The rain woke me up. Like the rain woke me up. And so I heard the rain on my window and I was like, is that my phone rain sounds? Or, like, is it actually raining out? And, bitch, it was raining for real. Yeah. And thunder and raining.
It was so loud.
It was, like, booming thunder and raining. I was like,
literally woke up to the same thing. And I was just like, wow, I love that I don't have to do anything or be anywhere or nobody's going to fucking call me. It's just me in my bed. And when that thunder cracked, I just rubbed my feet together so hard. I thought I might be.
And I was like slightly awake, but I was awake enough to enjoy hearing it and then being like, ooh, I'm going to go back to bed. Just went back to bed. And then it was raining all day the next day.
Lovely.
I was just in the house all snuggled up under a blanket watching TV, taking naps on and off. Yeah, I'd probably say that was my pleasure moment.
Oh, hell yeah. When I was in Mexico, there was an afternoon like that and I just happened to be off from whatever I needed to be like scheduled doing, so I was up in my room and they had just changed the sheets and you could hear all like the jungle sounds and like the insects and like the birds calling and then just the rain. You could see the thunder, you could see the lightning, and it was just like me in this little resort bed. Just
was it a king size bed?
Yes, bitch, living my fucking best life.
I need to get a king size bed.
It's a must.
I keep saying that. I'm like, that'll be like my next big girl purchase, I think, is a king size bed.
The only thing is that it really, I feel like unless you have the room, like the size room for it, I'm not sure it makes up enough. Like you've seen my room. Mm-hmm. That king size bed, it would just swallow up the whole fucking room. Mm-hmm. But when I get that master or whatever y'all are calling it these days, primary, whenever I get that primary bedroom, bitch, king size me. California king size me.
I love it. I just also kind of like the idea of my whole room being a bed.
Okay. Have you seen that episode of How to Build a Sex Room?
Oh, where it's like a room for the polycule. Couple. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Loved that bed. I was like, is this in a closet too?
Like, that is so cool. And then I have like a little projector. So it's just a bed in the screen and a little popcorn machine.
I wonder where they are now.
I hope they're all still together.
Yeah.
All seven of them.
in this fucking nice ass little fucking house with a fucking sex room.
A sex basement, basically.
Bitch, I need one of those.
Yeah, you deserve one. Yeah. And you're going to get one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about you? Wait, was that your pleasure moment too? Was the rain in Mexico? Mexico, as the white people like to say.
That's true. I'm going to say my pleasure moment was coming back home.
Yeah.
I missed being here. And also, I missed my friends, and like I missed not having to wake up at 5:30 every morning.
Yeah.
But yeah, mostly I really just missed like being in my house, and I missed my friends and like cooking my own food. I think 10 days doesn't sound like a lot, but before I had like in between trips, I had 2 days, and I was gone like 5 days before that, so I felt like I was gone for like 3 weeks.
Yeah,
it just wasn't fun for me.
And paying rent there too,
bitch. Let me tell you, the way I submitted that rent in April, I was like, this is a bunch of bullshit. In May, it's gonna feel even worse because I really wasn't here last month.
Yeah,
so. But that's my pleasure moment. I really enjoyed being home. I what did I do when I got home? I picked up a little sack, which I haven't gotten my own in like 3 or 4 months.
Okay.
So just having that much mota on me, it just felt good. Felt fucking fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Feeling a little bad there.
Yeah, I rolled a nice joint, washed my sheets, and
it's even better.
Vibed out of my house, masturbated on my couch.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that was my pleasure moment. It was being at home.
Finally. And like no one could really see into your space, I think. I'm only saying because I would keep the windows open.
Oh, and do? Yeah. Girl, even in the pitch black of night, I was getting my pussy eaten on that couch.
Hell yeah.
Last night.
Hell yeah.
With the blinds wide open. If they see me, they see me. I don't know what to tell you.
Pay me $20.
You don't even got to do that. Just send me like a little peace sign, and I'll be like, you know what it is, girl. And that's all you need. Yeah. It's like right on the walking trail, so I feel like people can see it, but I don't. You're looking too hard. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Because why are you staring that hard from down there?
Yeah. Yeah, essentially.
Wow.
Well, I don't have a fun fact. Actually, Lex, I kind of do. Did you take that test? I know you did.
I did, yeah.
Okay. I forgot about it when I was making this outline, but I'll talk about it briefly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for reference, I stumbled across this test. I don't know how I stumbled across it.
It just kind of happened.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think somebody on Twitter like either linked it or something like that. But it's called your sexual blueprint, and you take a quiz, and it tells you what your blueprint type is.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish I could tell you what all the blueprint types were, but I didn't do my fucking job this week. So I really didn't do any extra research on it. I'm wondering what yours was, though.
Mine was, I was looking for the email. Mine was sensual.
Oh my God. Go to your spam. That's where the email
is. Oh, that was where it is. Yeah. Okay.
Because I want to hear what yours says. So mine is kinky, which is interesting.
Okay. Love it.
So it says you're turned on by whatever is taboo for you. This could be having sex out of missionary, or it could be that you love power play and or physical intense engagement.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely love power play of all kinds. I'm really starting to step into my like dom persona this year. Like
I love that for you.
Anybody that's getting fucked this year, I feel like I'm fucking you. So if you like come to me thinking you're gonna fuck me, babe.
It's not happening.
It's really not happening like that, I'm telling you. Okay, so my blueprint breakthrough type is kinky. So obviously I like all that taboo stuff. It says, perhaps I relate to one of the two different primary routes for turn-ons and kinky types. So there's the psychologically kinky, and that includes like gameplay, power dynamics, and intense naughty talk.
Yeah.
Or sensation-based kinky, which is like to give or receive intense sensations, constraints, sensory overwhelm, all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it says some kinkies love both styles. Which one turns me on the most? I'm going to say right now, psychological kinky more than anything. I'm really into like fucking with people's brains right now. I think because I feel like my brain has been fucked
enough. She said, it's time for me to do the fucking.
It's time to fuck back.
Hell yeah. Fuck yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Not the villain era.
Essentially, but like, it's not that deep. Also, I don't hold grudges against people. I just think.
Hey, I can't relate to that.
No, you can't.
I feel like grudges are healthy.
Actually, I hold.
Because why do you have to forgive everybody?
That's true.
I feel like holding a grudge can be good sometimes.
No, that's very true. And I've been very vocal about the grudges I hold against some of my exes on this podcast. Yeah. So I guess I hold grudges. I just try not to wish ill on people, which I love those TikToks that are like, I cannot relate to that, bitch. Yeah, no, you and Carol send them to me all the fucking time because y'all are two people that would definitely be sitting up in your room wishing ill.
She said double it and give it to the next person. Yes.
Yeah. So it also talks about our superpowers. Okay. It says your superpower is the easiest path to turn on and may be where you excel as a lover.
Okay.
So superpowers of the kinky blueprint are that I'm very creative with a large sexual vocabulary.
Yeah.
I love that because that's accurate.
I was like, that seems pretty down to a T for you.
Yeah. Like you asked me some, I probably already know what it is. Have I tried it? No, but like I probably know what it is. When shame is absent, you are very good at sexual communication. Mm-hmm. I think that's absolutely true. When I don't feel shamed isn't the right word. Maybe like uncomfortable. Like when I'm comfortable,
yeah.
Then I can easily tell people what I want.
Yeah.
I'm easy to turn on when the right psychological or physical buttons are pushed. Obviously that's fucking everybody. And then it says taboo and edge play are erotically arousing for you.
And you love those.
I love edging, girl. That's my shit. And then lastly, it also talks about the shadows of your blueprint, of the kinky blueprint, and that these are things that might interrupt or kill your connection to arousal. Mm-hmm. So for me, it would be a specific fantasy or fetish that becomes my only route to being turned on. Hasn't happened to me yet. Mm-hmm. I don't have any fetishes.
That you like absolutely need to have an orgasm.
Right, isn't that the definition of a fetish?
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I don't have any fetish. I have lots of little kinkies, mm-hmm. but no fetishes. And it says I also may hide my kinky desires and have deep embarrassment or shame. I don't think I have shame or embarrassment, but I do think that I tend to cater to my partner's sexual desires mm-hmm. over my own. Mm-hmm. So I'm not honest about like what I want long-term sexually from my partners, which is really something I'm trying to work on.
I believe in you. And you're a person who likes to do things at your own pace. So I
love when you tell me about myself, but they're positive things.
Yeah. And I don't ever have anything negative to say about you.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I just mean more like the delivery felt really positive.
I'm so sorry. I'll work on my delivery for other things.
That's so sweet.
But but yeah, I think that's like one thing about you that I always know. And I also always know that if I can share my piece and then just leave it, because it doesn't matter, because you don't want to hear it again, because you're going to figure it out your own self. And you want to know that your friends can let you figure it out your own self, and that they'll still be there if it doesn't go like how you.
That's true.
Positively.
I like that. I like that. It's really interesting how you're saying, like, I don't want to hear it again. Because you're right.
Yeah, you don't want it because you already said this. You already said it to her. Don't say it to her again.
Well, like, that's all part of my kinky blueprint. So what's your blueprint?
Mine was a sensual blueprint type.
Okay.
Which makes sense, especially with the kind of dom I like to be, too.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, yeah, this all makes sense.
What kind of dom do you like to be?
Very sensory. Very sensory. I want to like get you as close to like torture, like you need to come. Mm. And then I just keep you there. Like I keep you right there. Okay. With like just different sensations and feelings and things.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like my favorite part. That to me is the best part of the torture.
Okay.
Because it's like I have to wait until I feel like you literally will collapse right now if you don't. So you better do a good job at like getting your point across when you want it.
Oh, Hell yeah.
Because otherwise, I'm going to just keep going. But yes, central blueprint type.
Okay.
Your zone of genius is likely through embodied pleasure and tantalizing immersive environments. Mm-hmm. So like lighting, candles, mm-hmm. outfits.
Mm-hmm. You music. Are all about that for
those
real.
Those are all my things. Yeah. Yeah. You melt when the environment is rich with the right textures, colors, and smells. The taste and aromas of a delicious foods can create orgasmic experience.
Yes, bitch, because you will cook before and after.
And after. Mm-hmm. Send you home with a plate, babe.
Yes, this is all very Libra, too.
Yeah, like,
sights and sounds.
You may even desire a sensual feast as part of your intimate connections.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And let me see. Sensual types are turned on by all of your senses being ignited. The more relaxed you feel, the more you feel your body can surrender, which is also most people. Mm-hmm. The more you open a connection, can like deeply satisfy your intimacy. And then superpowers was you live in a rich world of sensuality, sight, sound, touch, smell, and taste.
Which is true.
Mm-hmm.
You surround yourself with beautiful things.
Yes. When you're in your body, you have intense body awareness.
You do.
Positive and negative.
Yeah.
That's a positive and negative thing for me.
Yeah.
You have an aesthetic for beauty and the creation of sensual spaces. Yes. Also very true.
Yes.
Orgasms could come from eating or smelling or touching something special, especially if you have elements of the energetic type in your blueprint. Mm. I don't know what that is, but I will say that.
Have you ever come from something not touching your genitals?
I've gotten really close on like my sensitive parts on my neck and yeah. my ear. Oh my God, ear head. Oh, bitch, I could come from that shit, I'm sure. That shit feels so good. I'd be feeling like my skin's going to molt off. And I'm just going to be there.
Wow. I love that.
So, yeah, I definitely am like, yeah.
Okay.
Shadow aspects. You have a hard time getting out of your head and into your body. Yes. You may be incredibly picky and easily thrown off by sounds, smells, and messy environments. I think like sounds mm-hmm. will definitely be like, that's like the actual thing that is the biggest distraction for me. So music sometimes, positive or a negative thing, because like if the song's really good, I'm gonna be like, fuck, this is a good ass fucking yeah. song. I'm like in your pussy like, oh, I love this song.
Okay. Yes.
And like, it's not the time for that, you know?
Yeah, that's facts. A little ADHD.
Just a little.
Just a tad.
Just a little. I'm like, I'm bobbing my head to the fucking music and shit. It's the quality of touch you receive. If the quality of touch you receive is off, it can completely ruin the moment. Absolutely. You may worry about it a lot and project things that are not true. Like, I'm taking too long. They must be bored. Sometimes I will say I'm taking too long. That might be one thing that I will like be thinking in my head.
Like that you're taking too long.
Yeah. To like orgasm.
Yeah, that's not a good feeling.
Yeah.
It takes you out of it.
Right? It does. Because I'm like, now I feel like I have to rush myself. I keep reminding myself to relax.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As a sensual type, you probably need to relax to want to have sex. The more relaxation, the better. Yeah, that describes me pretty well.
It does.
Yeah. And I do really like, and like, the more comfortable I am around you, the more likely I'm, especially if I'm also, let me rephrase that. The more comfortable I am around you and I also find you extremely sexy, the like hornier being around you makes me. Like, it's not even like, you don't even have to be doing anything.
Okay.
That's the crazy part. It's like,
just a vibe.
It's just a vibe. And I'm like, wow, this is really nice. I'm feeling really comfy. Mm. Wouldn't it be crazy if I just like bust my coochie out?
Wow. I love that. I think I'll post the link for anybody that wants to take the test in the description box of this episode. And then definitely share your results. Comment on our YouTube. You can comment on our Spotify as well. I don't know about Apple Music, but I do know Spotify you can.
Mm-hmm.
So interestingly enough, you know, you're a sensualist.
Yes.
And I think there was one of your prompts mentioned like a sensual feast.
Yes.
Prior to engaging in sex.
I do love a good meal.
Yeah. So I wanted to talk this week about food and pleasure.
Yeah.
In celebration of the Taurusian season.
Yes.
We are officially in Taurus right now. So the sun is in Taurus. And the Taurusians are all about luxury, food, beauty, pleasure, babe. It's ruled by Venus. So Venus is the planet of all of those good things.
Yeah. Bitch, we love a Taurus.
I love Tauruses. I love women Tauruses. I love male Tauruses. I love everybody. Like, I just love Tauruses. They're also my sister sign.
Yeah.
So I think that's why we connect so well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. If I meet someone who's like, I don't really fuck with Taurus, I'm like, what's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? Because Taurus, they fuck with everybody.
They fuck with everybody. Even if they don't really fuck with you, they're civil.
Like, at the minimum.
Shady at best, though. Yeah,
very shady. Very stubborn, but like, really down-to-earth people. I think they're like Libras if Libras smoked a whole lot of pot.
Yeah.
And just like... didn't really give a damn.
Yeah.
Like, I love it. And I love Libras and I love Tauruses. So, yeah. So I think since it's Taurus season, I want to like pay homage to what Tauruses love to do, which is fucking eat.
Yeah.
Like, we have a friend that
in the group chat
is like obsessed with boudin balls right now. They found out about them at HEB and now like it's like multiple boudin.
Fucking 1:30 in the morning. Boudin time.
It's boudin time. Like, nigga, your arteries are screaming. They're crying for help right now.
What else are you eating?
So I wanted to talk about how to experiment with new sensations without having to hit your local sex store.
Okay, hell yeah.
Obviously.
Oh, are we talking about fucking food?
Kind of.
Not as in like, oh my God, that's fucking food, but like intercoursing food.
Kind of. Like,
okay.
So I say here, food can be tricky because there's really no food that you want anywhere near your internal parts.
Yeah.
When I was thinking about doing this episode, because I know we've been wanting to do a food one for a while, I was just kind of like, I don't want to tell anybody to put anything around their pussy. And then everybody's mad at us because they have BV.
Yeah.
And they got yeast issues because they want to put whipped cream in their cooch. Don't no, girl. We're not going to tell you to do that if that's what you're expecting.
Don't try to even eat pussy right after whipped cream.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. That's a good point. Always brush your teeth.
Yeah. Well, technically, you brush your teeth 30 minutes before. Because some people brush their gums so hard that they could, like, bleed and stuff. So then, like, now you got a bloody mouth all over your coochie. So.
Wild. The more you fucking know. That's the fun fact. Brush your teeth 30 minutes before the foreplay.
But I will say some mouthwash, person doing mouthwash.
Yeah.
And then giving head. I do like that. Because it's like.
It's a tingling.
It's a good
Spearmint.
Tingle. It's a good tingle.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay, you like it like that, girl. Yeah. You like it, I love it. So instead of talking about putting food in your coochie, let's talk about putting food in your tummy.
Okay.
We've talked about aphrodisiacs like a little bit before,
mm-hmm.
but I thought I'd take you on a journey.
Ooh. Come on now.
So.
Dr. Frankenfurter.
You know what the, Dr. Frankenfucker, you mean.
That was good.
Thank you.
Yes.
I wish I could title the episode that.
That was good.
I wanted to give you like a menu.
Okay.
For your sexy lover.
Okay.
To increase satisfaction in all areas, in her tummy, in her pussy, in her mind, in her heart for you. Mm-hmm. Because you're cooking her this beautiful meal mm-hmm. that looks good, smells good, and definitely tastes good. Obviously, aphrodisiacs are foods that you consume prior to sex to boost your libido or stamina. And I really want to stress that these are things that we should be eating like multiple times a week. Like if you just cooked this once, like you might feel a little tingling in your puss. You might be noticing like you can go longer.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's
like
really
a vitamin. Effect.
Exactly.
You got to take your vitamins for a while before it like.
Exactly. So I would say incorporate these things like over time if you just want to increase your libido or your overall stamina in the bedroom. And all of this is unisex because we all have the same hormones. Okay. So this is a meal in four parts. Obviously, you're going to start with a wine.
Mm-hmm.
Wine has resveratrol, which is an antioxidant that increases circulation and also lowers your anxiety.
Good for the blood.
Yeah. Exactly. And, you know, I've always, like, felt the flush from wine. Obviously, we're mm-hmm. black, so you're not going to see it. But, like, I always feel, like a rush through my body, and it really does go straight to my pussy. I am not even, like, people say that as a joke, but that shit.
Yeah, it's sexy, fun, flirty coochie juice.
It is literally That's coochie juice. That's what wine is. It goes straight into my clitoris, and then you start feeling it pulsate, like, mm-hmm. 1.5 glasses in. It doesn't matter when
I'm not listening to you. The wine is getting to me.
I don't even have to be horny. It just does it for me.
Yeah.
So yeah, appetizers. We're going to start off with oysters with a little spicy ginger pepper relish.
Okay.
Do you like oysters?
I've never had an oyster before. The way that they look gives me insight on their texture, mm-hmm. and that makes me want to take my tongue out of my mouth.
Understandable. It's kind of the texture of it is actually, like, if you were to take your tongue out of your mouth, that would be the texture of the oyster. So I like them. The next time we go to Hudson House, we're going to do a little sampler. We're going to get, like, a little 6 oyster sampler because they have one where they're,
and
like,
if I don't like it, you have to eat the rest of them.
Okay.
Okay.
I like oysters. I don't like them in large quantities. So, like, usually if somebody else orders them. Yeah. Like, I literally have 3 and I'll be like, okay, I'm done. Because, like, I really like the flavor. Mm-hmm. It's not a fishy. It's like a floral taste, depending on what kind of oysters you get. And when you go to Hudson House, they, like, tell you all the different ones. Like, some mm-hmm. of them are, like, buttery. Some of them are crisp. So I love the taste, but the texture, it does feel like you're swallowing, like a really thick.
You don't chew them?
I have a hard time chewing them. I know you probably should, but I have a hard time chewing them.
Okay.
And I do like the sauce that you put on there, though.
You're not convincing me.
Okay. No, we're going to try it. So we're going to try my oysters, and then we're going to go to Golden Chick or wherever the fuck and try
corn nuggets. Okay, hell yeah.
So the oyster is high in zinc, which can raise your testosterone levels. Mm-hmm. Oysters is a classic aphrodisiac. There's a reason why Aphrodite was, like, coming out of the ocean just covered in clams and oysters.
Hell yeah.
Because she knew what makes the bitches purr, you know? Mm. And then the spicy relish, this is my thing. This is what I think you should put on oysters. Is that
what you go on? That's what goes on it?
Yeah, you can, like, put it on it. It's typically just, like, a horseradish and a hot sauce. Mm-hmm. But I'm suggesting you put a ginger pepper relish because the capsaicin, I think that's how you pronounce it.
Mm-hmm.
Capsaicin in the pepper is a vasodilator, so it's going to get your blood moving, the circulation increasing, which means more blood can go to your puss. And then also, like, general flavors and textures of the oyster and the relish mm-hmm. are really similar to the meal that you'll be eating later. So it just kind of gets
which
you in
is
the
each
mood.
Other.
Yeah, it just kind of gets you in the mood for, like, a slippery, fun time. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And then we're going to come into the first course. So we've taken away our beautiful, crisp, spicy, but sweet oysters away. And down goes the arugula and root salad.
Oh, bitch, I love arugula.
Arugula. Like,
her name is even, like.
It's a bad bitch.
Come on.
Come on, arugula.
Come on, arugula.
You know what the fuck? With a little chocolate balsamic vinaigrette. Okay. Have you ever had a chocolate balsamic?
No,
it is.
I was thinking of Elmo. Sorry,
balsamic vinegar. What a cutie! So the arugula blocks libido-limiting environmental contaminants. And when I read this,
what
I was
does that
like,
mean?
"I said, what the fuck does that
I
mean?"
I only
bitch?
Speak English.
Okay, so I did a little research, bitch, and apparently this research center in China.
You just reminded me of our friend.
A research center in China found that an increase of air pollution causes a decrease in testosterone levels for both men and women. Okay. So as the air outside gets worse, we don't want to make babies. We don't even want to really fuck. That's why these niggas ain't acting like niggas, okay? Because they don't have enough testosterone because we're choking it out of the air.
Because of the greenhouse gases.
It's because of the
That's why your dick can't get hard because of the greenhouse gases.
It's because of the greenhouse
gases. Move to a walkable area.
Please. That really would solve a lot of things for a lot of people. So yeah, that's what the arugula is for, to prevent you from going out there and losing your testosterone to the air pollution.
As soon as you get a whiff outside, dick soft.
And then on top of the arugula is going to be some maca root and beets. So maca root is...
maca root. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I thought you said... you know I can't hear right now. I thought you said macaroon. And I was like, macaroon and beets.
On a salad. I don't know. No, maca root. So that's a very popular aphrodisiac. Mm-hmm. But I actually looked up a picture of a maca root, and it looks like a turnip or like a beet. It's a root. It's a part of the root family. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking, okay, we chop up a little beets, we chop up a little maca root, and we throw it in there. Maybe add some walnuts, some pecans, mm-hmm. And with the chocolate vinaigrette. Obviously, chocolate is also a little bit of an aphrodisiac because it just automatically sends your like dopamine levels at a tizzy, because who doesn't like chocolate?
I want to try those chocolates. Have you seen those aphrodisiac chocolates that have like different stuff in them?
Is it like the ones we used to sell?
No.
Not like the chocolate sauce, but like chocolate pieces?
No, like it's the same concept, but I've seen a lot of like TikTok videos of them, and like the people literally hours later, they're like, y'all need to go buy these. So like, I want to try.
Okay. Them. Yeah, if you ever figure out like where to order them from, let me know. I'd like to try those too. Are you a chocolate girl?
I like chocolate.
Okay. Yeah. So all root vegetables, including but especially maca, increase your testosterone and fertility levels. It lowers blood pressure. It's a mood enhancer and a stress reliever and an energy booster. And then it also supports gut and digestive health. And we know that is very important. Bitch, being in Mexico for 10 days, I ate a lot of like fish and veggies and fruit, and like they had this amazing green juice every day, and I was drinking it every day to try to like make sure I wasn't getting sick, because it had like ginger, carrots, spinach, like all that stuff. But I think it really fucked my shit up eating all the like natural stuff from Mexico. Yeah. Like it's not the same biome of stuff.
Yeah.
So my stomach has been like bloated and nauseous like for like since I've been back, like a week straight at least now. Like every time I eat, I just feel disgusting, and I don't want to fuck. Like I really don't. Even though, did I get some head last night?
Yeah,
I did, but like I wasn't into it.
Tummy troubles are like,
they fuck your shit up.
Fucking up your life.
So you eat the beets so that you can digest well, and you want to fuck. If you're a bottom and you're a nigga, you know what it is. Like. You're literally out of commission if you don't respect your gut health. So we've had the arugula salad. Mm-hmm. We've enjoyed a nice glass of wine. Mm-hmm. We've had a few tastes of oysters. Mm-hmm. Next is the main course.
Okay.
We're going to do a salmon, a nice braised salmon. So it just kind of flakes apart.
I do love a good braise.
With a fig and roasted asparagus. Okay.
Okay.
Salmon has all of the omega-3s and fatty acids, and those are great for our hormones. And then asparagus is rich in vitamin E, which also is also great for our hormones. It's what helps produce them. And then fig, it's really just a sexy-ass fruit. That's why I put it on there. It looks like a pussy. The texture is really interesting, and it tastes heavenly.
I've had fig Newtons.
Girl, like, I love it. Like, you were so... country.
You don't like Fig Newtons?
I like Fig Newtons. I'm just like, like I haven't had like, a fig, but I've had Fig Newtons.
Yeah, my grandma loved figs though. She used to preserve them, but I didn't like how they looked. Again, it's like a texture thing where I'm like looking
very
at
textury.
It. I'm like looking at it and I'm like, this does not look like it's gonna feel good in my mouth, so I just don't eat it.
So I had a fresh fig like a few weeks ago on a plate of something I ate, and I just scraped out the middle, and it was actually so good. It's like a bunch of seeds in your mouth. It's not as gelatinous as it looks. It kind of just like...
These are not words I like together in the same sentence.
I'm going to have to just take you on a little aphrodisiac tour one of these days.
Okay.
And I'm going to make you try oysters and figs and all that sexy stuff that looks like pussy. So the fig is really just for the aesthetic. It's a expensive fruit or nut or wherever the fuck it is. Mm-hmm. So throw it on the plate, girl, because it's impressive. But also I wanted to say, like, asparagus is included in this because I feel like it's a little more elevated than broccoli. However,
doesn't it make your pee smell?
It makes your pee smell. So I'm assuming it's going to make your squirt smell. I'm assuming it might make your cum smell. So maybe just proceed with caution. Maybe switch it out for like cauliflower or like spinach, or you, I guess you don't really have to have anything because you have the arugula, so you can do a mashed potato. Nice, there's a lot of options. One. Yeah, you could do a nice, oh my God, a whipped cream potato, like super mushy and like, yeah, girl. Shit, I'm hungry.
Hey, my stomach just growled.
Okay, and I'm gonna wrap it up. So from the main course, we're gonna go to the dessert, and it's gonna be a chocolate and pomegranate mousse with an espresso on the side.
That actually sounds really good.
Yeah, refreshing.
Yeah,
you know, it's a good nightcap. Obviously, again, chocolate lifts everyone's mood. Pomegranate is a very interesting flavor mixed with chocolate. So I actually put this in because I think it's a good opportunity to communicate with the person you're sitting across from. You know, you try it together and you're like, what does that taste like to you? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm getting notes of this. Or do you like it? Do you not? I like how it's tingling on my tongue a little bit. Like, it's just an opportunity to talk sexy and low. Mm-hmm. I love doing that at dinner. I just like looking at you and then I start to talk about something really mundane, but I do it.
It's always the eyes. Mm-hmm. It's always the eyes.
It's always in the eyes, baby. I think I just learned a lot from practicing when I was 12, like reading Twilight.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Those kinds of like intense eye contact books.
And all that fan fiction, all them lemons.
Mm-hmm. All them lemons, bitch. I was all up in I was making lemonade at night. I'm telling you. And then the coffee is obviously to perk you up, but it also increases blood flow. And it says that it's in women specifically that it can increase libido. Coffee can increase libido in women, not men.
Interesting.
So a little espresso nightcap. Just to wake you up from your meal and prepare you for the night you're about to have later. And espressos are really tiny, so you don't have to worry about like having to shit if you drink like a whole coffee.
Okay.
You know, like you don't want to do like a vanilla latte at night. So yeah, that is my meal that I would suggest for anybody looking to spice up their life in the bedroom, but like before you get there. Mm-hmm. Food is a great foreplay. I would just say don't use it obviously internally. But if you are going to do it, you want to focus on foreplay. So avoid any accidental insertions or infections by not even going below the belt for coochie owners and food. Instead, discover new places on your body that bring pleasure, like your
pleasure
neck.
Mapping.
Exactly. Like your neck, your nipples, the back of your ears, the back of your knees.
Just my ears in general.
Like have you ever had somebody lick on the back of your knees? Like they'll pull my leg up like this.
Uh-huh. Oh, and they just do that like open mouth, like
you're making out with the back of my knees.
Yeah.
It's so sexy. I love that shit. So add your whipped cream, add your chocolate, add your fruits to other parts of your body that aren't gonna be affected if it gets a little messy. You know, I just would avoid like even the inner thigh, I would avoid it.
Yeah. Because you were talking about the back of the knee and I'm like thinking where your thigh meets like right outside your coochie, that like tendon right there.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God. That is my, like me personally, it's not one that like super turns me on, but it turns me on doing it to other people.
I love like some thighs. So it makes sense that like the back of the knee that connects the two.
Yeah.
It's scrumptious. I would just say if you want to do the inside of the thighs, make sure the person that's licking it up gets all of it. Don't leave a single fucking drop. I don't even want to feel the sticky residue. You better get all of it off.
Better be rinsing your mouth out in between.
Yummy, yummy in my fucking tummy. I did go on Reddit, though, because I wanted to see what other people were using as with food in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wanted to see. And that was a mistake. Of course.
Because people are now talking about cucumbers and squashes.
Somebody said, put a condom on a banana, but cut the tip off of the condom so that you can feel the tip of the banana on the outside. It feels nice and cool and smooth, and you still get some of the texture of the banana. But that's not... I didn't add that to my list. I had a bunch of other things.
Made a mental note.
Just a mental note. So this is Reddit's tips if you want to bring food in the bedroom. I do not support this. The Pleasure's All Yours is not telling you to go do these things. Please don't do this
shit. Be careful with your coochie, girl.
I would do the first one, though. Fruit roll-up on the dick or the plastic. So if you are a lover of dick mm-hmm. or you're a lover of sucking the strap, add a little fruit roll up on the tip. It gives you a little motivation. It tastes
just a little piece.
It tastes good. Like I would cut it in half and like wrap it around the head or something. Or if it's a big dick, throw the whole thing on there, girl. The point is you don't want to have sex after. Like do this after you guys are done or like he wants to go again, but you just want to not have sex. Perfect. Yeah. Do that. Wash the strap afterwards. But it's cool because like
it's the sugar.
It's pure sugar.
Literally. And the cooch. Yeast infection waiting to happen. It's,
yeah, even if you just rinse it off,
yeah,
that's not enough.
You get out of soap and get it off.
You got to scrub that shit, and he needs to scrub that shit too. Like you need to watch him scrub it when you're done.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But you remember those fruit roll-ups that had the tattoos on them?
Yeah. Oh, okay. She said, "Let me see what your dick looked like with some tattoos on it."
Like, let's just. That sounds like a fun game. So that
fucking
one,
Scooby-Doo on his fucking dick,
bitch. Okay, Scrappy. Love it. I recommend it. I would give this one a 10 out of 10. Just make sure you wash the dick after you guys are done.
I love it.
Another one. This one actually might be my favorite. I take that back. This one is my fave. 10 out of 10.
Okay.
Mango. It's sloppy. It's slippery.
Like eating mango?
Mm-hmm. And it's a good excuse to take a shower. So I was thinking, get a nice mango.
Cut it.
Cut it in half.
Eat it out the skin.
Yes, in the shower though, and you guys eat it together.
Okay.
So you can, or you can do it in the bathroom or in the kitchen and like get messy with each other. Obviously, mm-hmm. your hands are not going anywhere near the puss. Mm-hmm. So figure that out, which is also a good tease, right?
Figure that out.
Figure that out. Don't put your hands down there, put them anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Eat this mango together. You guys are getting wet and sloppy. You know how it just always drips down the side of your mouth, like no matter how carefully you eat the mango, unless you're eating with a fucking fork. So like, just imagine your partner just coming.
We don't like it when you eat mango with a fork.
I'm sorry.
She said, unless you eat it with a fucking fork. Okay.
That's not what my vision is giving. Like, obviously the people listening know that's not what my vision is giving.
Yeah.
It's giving you eat the mango like you're from the Indian jungle.
I love it.
Suck on that mango. Suck on the mango with your partner. Pass the mango back and forth. You know, show them what you would do to them.
But through on the mango. Okay.
And then when you guys are all wet and there's nothing left but the seed, you sexily replant the mango in a pot and you nurse it and you grow it and you do the whole process over again every few months when the mango comes to fruition.
Okay.
But while it's growing, you go and you take a shower together.
Okay.
And that's where after you've rinsed off your hands, you've kind of washed off the juices with soap and stuff. Then you get to get freaky and like,
I love your mango madness you got going on here.
I think that is so hot. Like, yeah. I just love
It's the planted in the pot after.
I just think it's really beautiful.
Just like walking around with a mango seed in your mouth. Yeah. Stick it in some dirt.
That's it. That's all you need to do. Yeah. And then you have eternal mangoes of love that you just recycle.
Not the coochie mango. Hell yeah.
Exactly. The next one, pastrami and cheese. Slap it on your vag. Have your boo eat it up. My thing is,
teeth.
For your Caucasian sisters, there is no difference between the pastrami and your pussy. So I would be careful with that.
That is just teeth. That's all I could think of is teeth.
Maybe on the butthole? Maybe
salty.
The butthole. Ooh, it is very salty.
The pastrami is really salty.
Maybe put
some saran wrap on that Gucci.
What kind of cheese was it? Oh, she just says cheese. Okay. If I were you, I would use a provolone. It's soft.
Love a good provolone.
And it mixes well with pastrami. Put the provolone on your pussy first. And then put the pastrami. Okay. That way it's not as salty. And you have a little bit more of a base.
I'm just thinking about teeth.
Absolutely. No, again, I say for my Caucasian sisters, I would not do this.
Yeah.
Okay, next one. Nerd ropes.
Okay, what are we doing with them?
Put it in the booty like an anal bead. Then we're going to remove the nerd rope, which if you've done it right,
the nerds only will stay.
Correct. Correct, Lex. The nerds are going to stay in the asshole. And then you shit them out one by one that your partner hopefully is like willing to receive in their mouth. That's the goal. That's like, if
this is a Reddit suggestion.
Yes, that is the ultimate goal, is to have you poop out nerd ropes, but nothing else comes out. It's just the nerd ropes. Like when you watch,
you know how fast your anal cavity would dissolve sugar. I don't know if that many will come out, but besides the point, that's kind of traumatic.
I thought it was pretty cool. Like if somebody told me I could watch an OnlyFans video and I only had to pay like $4 to watch it,
and it was that,
I'd probably watch it. I wouldn't like come do it, but I might start.
You're intrigued.
Like I would watch it. Okay. And then lastly, this is kindergarten level Pop Rocks.
Okay.
Fun to make out with. I would stay away from your genitals. Sugar. I wouldn't even go there. And also pain. Like those little...
Yeah, apparently it's good for a blowjob.
Right. Those little cock pop, cock rocket things.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I just don't know if they thought that through. Because they really be schmanging and banging up in your mouth. Can you imagine if one went in the urethra?
I don't think it's... I think it's too little.
You think the Pop Rocks are too little to go through the urethra? I mean, sorry,
they're too big.
You know, there's a parasite. It's like a little fish.
Oh, and it goes up your dick when you pee. Yes, if you pee,
that can fit the up
penis
your urethra.
Worms.
Yeah, that can fit up your urethra.
And they stick out
yes, kidney stones. Ooh. That can fit through your urethra,
but it has to force its way out.
So something can force its way in with enough pressure. Like, can you imagine like a rocket like from my uvula? Because
you do to
your
like
urethra.
You do like feel it on your teeth, even.
You do,
and you'll hear like a big one like pop. So,
But can you imagine what that feels like on your actual lips, like just making out with somebody and just like?
I think I like tongues. I think it would feel good with tongues.
I like tongues too.
I like tongues.
So, for questions for the girls today,
okay,
Lex, would you eat off my menu?
Yeah, I would.
You would try it?
Yeah, I would.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, put it on a plate. I'll eat it.
Thank you. Have you ever brought food into the bedroom at all?
Not in like a sex way, but like I like to eat in bed. So
similar.
I think I like the closest I've brought is probably like ice.
Okay. I love doing that. That's
mm-hmm. Sonic ice while you get head is crazy.
While you get head.
While I get head or while I give head, yeah. But like
have you received it?
Yeah.
What like, does that feel like?
It's like I don't know. Like the since the I don't know, bitch. It just feels really good. But like the ice, since it's like small and it's like moving around while their mouth is moving around, it adds like an extra sensation on your clit. And then like the cold is melting into the coochie juice, which is warm.
Yeah.
So like you just feel all of it sliding down and
I
like
love that.
That's my favorite part. Is like you feel it sliding down and like into your ass, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
That's my shit right there.
I recently realized that I really like when people spit on my pussy, but it's that like long, not like a loogie. But
it's
like,
gotta like drip out of your mouth.
And it's gotta drip, like you were saying, down my puss.
Yeah.
Just like that. I like squirt immediately. Yeah. You don't have to be touching it.
I like to do that, but like either coming off my bottom lip or just dropping off my tongue onto it. That's always good.
Hot.
Yeah.
Love it. Well, that was my pleasure principle this week. Definitely incorporate food into your bedroom activities carefully.
Carefully.
If you try any of the Reddit tips, baby, DM us.
Especially if you do that nerd rope anal bead shit.
DM us. Do not DM us a video, but like DM us a detailed voice memo of you explaining the process, babe. We'll keep you anonymous. Swear to God.
I need to know.
Mm-hmm. If this is your first time listening to us, then you can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at allyourpleasures_.
Yes.
Go ahead and like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Same allyourpleasures_ or the pleasures all yours on YouTube. Rate us on Apple Music and Spotify and all that jazz. And if you're listening to this on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, bitch, we love ya.
Bye.